a balanced look at today's most important issues. This is InfoTrack.
Our guest today is Dr. Grant Ho from the University of Chicago, and his recent study finds that most company cybersecurity training doesn't actually stop people from falling for phishing scams. Your study was about the effectiveness of cybersecurity training programs, and it found that cybersecurity training had little effect on reducing phishing risk. Were you surprised by that?
Yes, we were. We actually started the study hoping that we could find some training that improved things significantly, but unfortunately, that was not what our study showed.
What was the difference, if any, between the employees who had recently completed the training and those who hadn't?
So for the annual training, this is the thing you get every year that's required, there was basically no difference between users who recently got the training and users who had taken the training long ago.
Wow. Were there certain types of emails that fooled people more than others?
Yes. So we had 8 phishing emails over the course of 10 months, and there was a huge variance in how strong some of the phishing emails were, how good they were. Some phishing emails only got 1% of people to click. Others got up to 30%. And the topic surprised us. We couldn't really predict which topic would be more effective. There was just naturally a lot of variance in how persuasive some of them were.
As far as the training materials go, you found that 75% of users spent less than a minute with the training materials. Does that say something about how these programs are designed?
Right. So this embedded training where you get training after you fall for a phishing attack, it seems to be ineffective in part because you said users don't really engage with the training. And I think that is an inherent limitation of this kind of training. Users don't want to be doing security training when they're trying to check their emails. And so naturally, a lot of users will close this kind of training program, which limits how much education and benefit they can get from it in the first place.
Is there some difference between compliance training and real learning when it comes to preventing these attacks?
I think so. So I think for compliance, you know, if you're required to do the training, you're probably not going to absorb it because you're probably just going to play that in the background or click through it very quickly. Real learning, I think, requires users to be interested or engaged in learning the material. And that's something we don't know how to do in the current training set at large scale.
Dr. Ho, why is phishing still such a major problem after 2 decades of anti-spam technology?
Phishing is very hard to detect both automatically through technical means and by humans. And it's very simple for attackers to form these emails, right? All you have to do is come up with a convincing topic that sounds very appealing to a user, and you'll be able to convince them to sort of click on the email and do some bad action. So for attackers, you don't need any sophisticated technical knowledge. Anyone at home can try and come up with something, a lie, basically a very clever lie, to fool someone. And users are going to fall for lies, you know, all the time as they do in real life. And so technically, it's a very simple, low barrier to entry, but very effective way to get users, employees, to do the kinds of bad actions you want as an attacker.
The healthcare sector, why is that such a high-value target for cyber criminals?
So unfortunately, you've seen the rise of ransomware attacks, where an attacker will break into an organization, basically destroy or disable machines and data at the organization, and blackmail and extort that organization to pay this large ransom to restore access to their systems and services. And this rise of this form of attack has made healthcare a particularly big target because healthcare systems, they need to have access to their computers, their hospital machines, the patient data to save people's lives. And so unfortunately, targeting these kinds of organizations is very lucrative because these organizations have to have their systems available as soon as possible.
Dr. Ho, based on your findings, what do you think companies should do differently to make cybersecurity training actually effective?
So I think right now, there really needs to be more research to study how can we address the fundamental issues we found with training in our study. One big issue that we've talked about is that people are not doing the training when they receive it, right? They're not interested in doing this training material. And also another thing that our study showed is they're not necessarily getting training when they need training. So these are based on the design of how this training is delivered. And we don't really have a good way or know how to make this more effective and make it more engaging so users are actually absorbing that knowledge. I think the other thing that's challenging too is that phishing is just hard for people to detect. Even I'm a security expert. If an attacker tried really hard, I'm sure they could write a phishing email that would fool even me. And so our study in part suggests that Companies should not just rely on users to protect themselves and their organizations against phishing attacks. There need to be other technical means that don't rely on the user to have to make the correct decision every time.
Dr. Grant Ho from the University of Chicago. Dr. Ho, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That'll do it for this edition of InfoTrack. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening. Join us next time for another edition of InfoTrack.